You're listening to SBS News.
The Tamseal family is preparing for a feast, delicious smells wafting from their kitchen. Fatma Tamseal is preparing a banquet for Eid al-Fitr celebrations.
It's like celebrating that what Allah has blessed us with, and you know, all the happy moments, all the family getting together, lots of gifts, lots of sweet things, lots of food. Because after fasting for the whole month, you're really excited and looking forward to the food items, and they're always special items as well.
While some Muslims, like Miss Tamseal, have already kicked off the celebrations for Eid, others are waiting until a day later. That's because the Muslim community can't agree on when exactly Eid should be. Unlike other religious festivities such as Christmas, which is determined on a set date every year, the date of Eid differs yearly and it's all dependent on the sighting of the moon. Dr. Ahmed Shabir from Moon Sighting Australia, which delivers moon sighting news to Muslim Australians, says marking when Eid should be can be confusing.
I was trying since many, many years about this issue, but still we are trying our level best to somehow we come to some common ground so we can unite and then we can celebrate the Eid the same day.
Moon Sighting Australia tasks itself with discerning the lunar cycles for Eid and Ramadan. They'll join countless millions around the world watching for the crescent moon, which will signal Eid. If the moon isn't sighted with the naked eye tonight, then some Muslims will mark Eid a day later, because as Mr. Shabir explains, that rounds out 30 days of Ramadan, according to scripture.
If we see the moon, then we decide that the Eid is going to be the next day. If we do not see the moon, then we complete the month of 30.
But that's in conflict with the advice of peak Islamic bodies in Australia. Bilal Rauf from the National Imams Council of Australia says they decided Eid would be Wednesday.
The majority view, certainly in Australia, is in accordance with the Imams Council, which is based on astronomical calculation and a certain period after the birth of the moon.
Mr. Rauf says there are many variations.
There are some that will celebrate, for instance, on the Tuesday or potentially even Thursday, but I think the key thing is that it's the idea of the celebration, and the reality is that this is something that does extend over a number of days, just given the festive nature of it.
And while some scholars are split on exactly when the day should be marked, most, including Mr. Shabir, agree that respect should be shown to those with different opinions.
So those who go to calculation, they are free to go, and those who follow the prophetic sunnah, they follow the sunnah of the prophet. So we cannot say they are wrong or we are only the one, we are the only right path. All good.
Globally, geopolitics also plays a role. Rivals Iran and Saudi Arabia assert Eid should be marked on different days. Meanwhile, back with the Tamseal family, they choose to wait until the moon is sighted, but insist the core message remains one of togetherness.
It's more of like an emotional thing, not what is actually correct or not, because we want to follow and we want to be together as a family. We don't want to be, left out, and we don't want to follow other group and celebrate it on some other day, because it's all about getting together on the same day.
Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.